In 2004, the Shore Zone project started gathering helicopter video and photographs along the rocky islands and beaches of southeast Alaska after flights along nearly 18,000 miles of coastline.
The project is complete for southeast Alaska. All of it is imaged and mapped except for inside Glacier Bay.
That's Cindy Hartman Moore, a biologist with the National Marine Fisheries Service's Habitat Conservation Division. She helped secure funding and coordinated the project, which also involved the U.S. Forest Service, the Alaska Department of Natural Resources, and the Nature Conservancy, a nonprofit conservation group. Hartman Moore says the imagery and mapping information is all available through the NOAA Fisheries Alaska website.
You can click on a link that will take you to a map of Alaska, and you can use toolbars to go down to a portion of the state that you're interested and fly that coastline. And you can download these high-resolution photos if you want and put them on your desktop.
The videos and photographs provide a Google Street View type virtual tour of the coastline, focusing on the geological features along with plant life in the estuaries, gravel beaches, and tide flats at low tide. The website also provides a database of different plants and animals and where those species can be found around southeast. Mandy Lindenberg, a fisheries research biologist at NOAA's lab in Auk Bay, helped do some of the survey work. She says the project produced some impressive images.
Satellite imagery is taking over the world, but that is perpendicular imagery. It flattens everything. And we purposely shoot at an oblique angle because we really want to capture that coastal zone and show all parts of it. And you get these big rock ramps that stretch out long distances, and the oblique imagery is just a bird's eye view. It's perfect.
Some of her favorite images come from areas where salt and fresh water mix with each tide.
I think in southeast, what struck me a lot was a lot of the salt chucks, a lot of big estuary features were very impressive, a lot of salt marshes, and high current areas. Those always are full of lots of marine life and biologically rich in those high current areas. So those really would get me excited.
As a scientist, Lindenberg says she's excited to use the habitat mapping to learn more about the region's plant and animal life. The company contracted to do the photographing had to work around tides and time of year when tidal plant life is blooming. John Harper, a marine geologist with Coastal Ocean Resources, describes the work.
We fly with the door off, and we fly during the lowest tides of the year, and usually fly about 6 days in a row during those really good spring low tides, the same tides that everybody marks on their calendar to dig clams.
Harper says the project chartered with Coastal Helicopters in Juneau to do the flying. To save on fuel costs, they also chartered a Ketchikan vessel to transport the helicopter to places on the outside coast. The company produced 3 million video captures and 150,000 high-resolution photos of the shoreline. He says the images capture the diversity of southeast coasts, including evidence of Alaska's earliest inhabitants.
Old midden sites and canoe runs and some astounding fish traps along the shore. Sometimes those are stone fish traps, and sometimes they're remnants of wooden staves that are pushed into the tidal flats, so that keeps things interesting. There's always interesting wildlife, and you know, it's a fantastically diverse coast, from, you know, going from those high energy outer coasts on the outside of Chichagof Island or something, and to the more protected coasts and the glacial coasts.
Shore Zone was first introduced in British Columbia as an oil spill response tool, and it's already been used that way in southeast Alaska. Cheryl Foltz with the Southeast Alaska Petroleum Resource Organization says the imagery can help responders place an oil containment boom around a grounded vessel.
To be able to pull up an image in the middle of the night and say, guess what, here is, looks like we can put boom around this vessel, looks like we can't, looks like there might be some sensitive areas adjacent that we need to discuss with the representatives of resource agencies. Could be a salmon stream, whatever. Additionally, once we have that background information, we're able to give our responders a really, really good map of, based on imagery, of where to put this boom.
Foltz says the oil spill cooperative has already used the images to respond to several grounded fishing vessels, as well as incidents involving the state ferries. Beyond the scientific and emergency uses, the Fisheries Service's Hartman Moore says Shore Zone can help visitors to the region.
A friend of mine used it to plan their kayak trip from Juneau to Haines and mapped out where they could stop for lunch or bathroom stops. We recently had comments sent to us from people in Colorado who were going to go on a fishing trip in southeast Alaska, and were thrilled to find this imagery available for them to use in the wintertime in Colorado and plan their summer vacation.
Shore Zone data is now online from southeast to south central Alaska, and the plan is to continue mapping the rest of the 49th state's coastline. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicky.